He knew that this was no place for him before he knew what this place was. By the way that they looked at him, by the way that they spoke to him, and by the way that they wouldn't speak to him. He knew this was no place for him when they deemed him to be too different to fit in, when he didn't want to fit in. He just wanted to be himself. And he knew this was no place for him when he realized that nobody was listening to reason, because nobody ever really, truly listens. He barely sleeps now. He barely weeps now. He barely sleeps now. But he dreams. He dreams that the world would stop judging him by the clothes he wears, or the bed he shares, or the skin he tears. He dreams that belonging wasn't based upon similarities, but based upon realities. He dreams that there will come a time where we stop labeling and categorizing people for not fitting into our own definition of right and wrong, so we can start accepting them for who they are. He dreams that there is a place for him. He dreams that one day the world will dream with him until dawn, when the sun rises and we're not dreaming anymore. And he dreams that we all wake up from the same dream, so that we can become free and then change the world together.